Finally, this afternoon, we meet a visionary of jazz, South African composer, pianist, and flutist, Abdullah Ibrahim. Born Adolf Johannes Brand, he became famous as Dollar Brand. Now 72, he's recorded dozens of albums. Abdullah Ibrahim was a strong opponent of the apartheid regime and lived many years in exile. But before he left South Africa in the mid-1970s, he recorded a tune called Manenberg. Named for a black township on the Cape Town fringe, it became an anthem of the anti-apartheid movement. Ibrahim's musical journey has been shaped by everything from his mentor, Duke Ellington, to his study of martial arts, and since his conversion in 1968, by his Islamic faith.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Today, Ibrahim again makes his home in South Africa in the hills outside of Cape Town. He recently spoke with us for the series Musicians in Their Own Words. He's apt to answer a question by recalling an ancient fable or quoting the mystic poet Rumi. When we spoke with him, Ibrahim was in a meditative mood, yet his memories of the most brutal days of apartheid remain vivid.
I remember one evening in Cape Town, the police, they were on the rampage shooting people down. It was ugly. And we were on the Grand Parade, which is almost like the town square, when this thing erupted. We were caught in this crossfire, you know, this gunshots, firing and stuff. And I had the car radio on, so all the static and stuff, you know. They were playing Sonny Rollins' Blue Seven. Whew! Two worlds so far apart met in that instant. And we just lay in the seats of the car and listened to this with this gunfire going. We went into the studio in 1974 in Cape Town. We were using a grand piano. And during the break, I see this upright piano, old upright piano. They put metal tacks on the hammer. Dun, 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 dun. So when it strikes against the strings, it has this metallic sound, so it almost sounds like a harpsichord. The song itself is just pure, plain, traditional music, what people call marabi. But it was a combination of Cape Town, Johannesburg. Everybody could relate to it. And of course, it was the time of the Soweto uprising. And also being in Cape Town erupted, Cape Town was up in flames, the whole country was up in flames. And then we realized that we had created something which was tradition, but it was affirmation of a new dawn to come. And we have a little record shop in Johannesburg at the bus terminal. You know how bus terminals go in Africa, that's where everything happens. We sold 10,000 over the counter in 1 week, and then we knew. And it became the unofficial national anthem of South Africa. I studied martial arts now for 50 years. It was a Zen master, Takuan Soho, Japan. And he was the teacher of most famous swordsman, Miyamoto Musashi. But Takuan Soho never picked up a sword. One of his manuals is called The Unfettered Mind, which is basically the way that we play the music, which is basically the principle of martial arts, which is no mind, no mind. Once you think about it, it's gone. In any discipline, whether it's martial arts, music, there are really no barriers, you know. We all talk the same language. In Senegal, they have a concept called Antikisto, which is almost like Back to the Future. So we were saying to ourselves, how can we visualize the wisdom of the ancients? And then the thought came about water. You drink water from an ancient well. What is that thought that says the punishment that God gives to a people who do not obey is not a pestilence or hunger or famine? The worst punishment is that he removes the learned ones from amongst us. It's a terrifying thought. So water from an ancient well is dedicated to those ancient keepers of knowledge. Concept is not that the sound belongs to an individual. There is only one sound, and all the rest is echo. It's a national experience, but it's a human experience, and the human experience transcends.
Composer and pianist Abdullah Ibrahim, in his own words. Our piece was produced by David Shulman. You can hear more of Ibrahim's music and listen to him rehearse his band at npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.